ZLK Mobile. N4ZLK, KP4CBA Mobile.
Okay, hey Dave, good afternoon.
And what are you up to?
I was listening to something on the radio, and not this radio, another radio, and anyway, just kind of in a daze, a little tired. How about you?
I just finished my second tennis game today. I played this morning and at 9, and I played again at 6 o'clock, so I'm headed to the house. I think I've gotten enough tennis in for the day.
Voice sounds a little tired. Sounds like you've been working hard today.
So, it's good for me there. I tell you, I'm just glad I can still play.
I know you enjoy it, but it's also good for your body. So, I'm glad you're able to as well.
Here you're on the 85.
Dacusville off of 135.
Oh, I know. I know that road too, because I used to ride that some on my motorcycle when I lived up in Travis Rest. I'd, ride around all around in Dacusville area and get up to, eventually wind up on Highway 11 usually.
Roads out here, great motorcycle roads.
Yes, they are, I tell you. I need to get that thing out and ride it. I hadn't been on it in several months and hadn't even cranked it up. I know it'll start right up, but it's amazing. You can sit there for months and I can hit the key and hit the starter and it'll fire right up.
Thing. What brand do you have?
97 Toyota, 97 Honda Valkyrie. It's a six-cylinder engine. It's the same engine they put in the Goldwing, and it just doesn't have all the fairing on it that the Goldwing has. It looks more like a cruiser bike.
Say that, I remember hearing you tell somebody else that. Yeah, my dad back in the 80s, he wanted a Goldwing. He loved his Goldwings. He never got one of those, but he did have a couple other motorcycles. They're a little smaller.
I started out with a Kawasaki 750, and then I moved up to an 1100 because I got a Honda Shadow 1100. I really like the Honda Shadow. I've had about four or five of those, and really like them. But this one, man, I tell you, it's been my dream bike, and but I just couldn't afford one, and they've come way down in price. So one day I was looking at them and I realized how cheap they were. I said, dang. So I said, I want to get me one of these. So I did. I sold my Shadow 1100. Had a American Classic Edition Shadow, and it was a nice bike, a V-twin, and got that Valkyrie.
New, or was it several years old when you got it?
It was, I just had it about 2 or 3 years, so, let's see, it's what, 25 years old, 97 and 7 and 3, no, that's not right, I can't even do the math. Yeah, that's right. And I've only had it about 3 years out of that, out of those 25 years.
A Honda Shadow 500 back in the 80s, and then its sister bike, the Magna, it was a 700. Looked very similar, but I loved the Magna. It had a larger bore engine. It was deeper sounding. And it was more comfortable. But that was back when the Shadow, it was basically, they had one design. It wasn't like the ones they have now where they've got multiple designs of the same bike.
One thing I learned about the Shadow is every year they had a color scheme, and you could tell the bike what year it is by the color. If it's got the original paint on it, it's real interesting how they did that. But I like the V-Twins. I like them a little better than the, on real curvy roads, like, Caesar's Head or 178 and those kind of roads. The V-Twin's really better because you can lay the bike down more. This one, if you try to lean it over too far, it'll hit the foot pegs and this bike's a little more top heavy, and you don't really notice it going down the road or anything, or even in the curves. But when you get ready to stop, if you're on a road that's not level, it's leaning to one side, and you come to a stop sign or a red light, you have to really, be ready to catch it, because it is a little top heavy, and you can lay it down, if you're not paying attention to what you're doing.
You by surprise, those dips in the road, and sometimes where tractor trailers sit at intersections or drive through intersections, it pushes that. When the pavement's hot, especially in the summertime, it forms grooves in the pavement, and that can tip you over in a heartbeat if you're not expecting it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like the pavement just rolls up. The asphalt does, and especially in the summer heat. Well, I'm sitting here at the garage, so I'm going to pull on in and shut this thing down. So you take care out there, Ken. I'll talk to you later. And Chandler, you can go ahead and pick it up, and I'll say 73's KB4CPA.
Later. And hello, Chandler, but I got a phone call. Sorry. N4ZLK. I'll talk to you later.